Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Well, you'd be nutty not to if you're a farmer in California. Almonds are a valuable crop, and so farmers in the state's Central Valley are plowing under rows of cotton and fruit trees and replacing them with almonds. That has attracted the notice of thieves who are stealing the almonds. Sasha Coca of member station KQED reports.
It was a quiet Sunday at a warehouse near the railroad tracks in Sacramento when an unusual flurry of activity caught the attention of a farmer who happened to be in the neighborhood. He noticed people loading and unloading lots of heavy boxes from a rental truck into a storage unit. Looking more closely, he saw the boxes were printed with the name of a Central Valley almond grower. He called police, who soon arrived on the scene.
Lo and behold, we discovered an entire warehouse full of stolen almonds and walnuts.
That's Sergeant Terrell Marshall of the Sacramento Police Department.
They had over 136,000 pounds of stolen walnuts and almonds at a street value of approximately $400,000.
Street value usually describes drugs or stolen electronics, but Sergeant Marshall in this case is talking about nuts. He's standing in front of the warehouse where police discovered the stolen walnuts and almonds and arrested two men of Indian origin suspected of masterminding some of the heists. Police believe they were part of a criminal network of snack food thieves. They allegedly channeled the nuts to mom-and-pop Indian grocery stores in California and Canada. One of the suspects runs a company that imports cookies, tea, and rice from India. He was repackaging the stolen nuts into his own boxes, allegedly intending to resell them.
It was pretty crazy. But thank God that we were able to solve this particular crime, and I know the Central Valley is very happy about it because, bottom line, it hurts them in the pocketbook when these types of thefts go on.
Thieves have already made off with more than $2 million in stolen California nuts this year alone. Bill Yoshimoto is director of the Action Project, a multi-county task force that tracks agricultural crimes in the nation's biggest farm belt.
Whatever is easy, whatever is pricey, that's usually where the crooks will be. You know, they're opportunists. Agricultural crime is big business. It's huge business.
Only a few farmers have been able to recover their almonds or walnuts. Janine Campos was one of the first to get her almonds back through the Action Project sleuthing. Every day, dozens of trucks rumble in and out of the Campos Brothers Farms nut processing plant in Fresno County. Some of them are dropping off almonds to be shelled and hauled on high-tech machines. Other trucks take processed almonds to port for export. Last month, thieves somehow lifted a container filled with 44,000 pounds of almonds right off the truck. Detectives were able to track down the load of nuts at a warehouse near the port of Oakland.
We were really lucky. Our goods happened to be packaged for a Spanish supermarket retailer, and so they were very specific in their packaging details. So we had a 5-kilogram box packed of sliced, blanched almonds.
And that made it easy for rural detectives to trace the boxes they found back to Janine Campos's farm. But in most cases, it's notoriously difficult to ID stolen nuts. With the recent arrest, detectives are finally hoping they have a lead into what they believe is a sophisticated network of almond thieves. For NPR News, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.